we'll just leave it on. Regard to Jeffrey and the situation there, and the whole family really, and everyone else that God has touched through it, is that you all know that he had a horrific accident, and it is only by God's grace, mercy and love that is with us today. And that he, to get a knock at, well, I got woken up by voices raised, thinking it was boys having a bit of a to-do downstairs. So you can imagine my surprise when I wake up and there's a policeman there. And Frankie's own words to me was, I heard a rat-a-tat-tat at the door. Oh, Jeff. Pull up your key, opens it up, and it's a policeman. What's he done? And then he says to me that he's got multiple breaks. That was a very underestimated statement. But as we're going down, being blue lighted in the car, the Lord impressed on my mind about a young man that me and my brother knew years ago. His name was Scott One. And at the time when he had his accident, they didn't check for internal bleeding. He had two broken legs. Yeah. And by the time they realised it, because his breathing started going erratic, and they got him into theatre, it was too late. Yeah. So I said to the policeman, do you know, and I said, whether they've checked him for internal bleeding? And he said, I don't know. And I just tapped Frankie because he was in front of me, I was in the naughty seat, you see. And I just said, pray Frankie to us, I'm there, Mum. Not that. So, got in prayer all the way down there. And the Lord just spoke to me and Frankie at the same time and said, you may test my servant, but you may not take his life. Bearing in mind, all this time, me and Frankie had absolute peace. There was no anguish, there was no nothing. Frank had to stay behind because of Riley, yeah. And I woke him up, sort of, you know, and I said, look, don't be any funny. By the time you get ready, because I literally just slung everything on, yeah. And so did Frankie. No washing, no nothing, yeah. And we get in there, and we're sitting in the room, and me and Frankie are still in prayer. And the policeman tells me, we need to, there's going to be a nickname for the incident, yeah? And then the Lord puts in our minds about the song, the oil and the wine. So, Jeffrey's nickname was called Linseed, which is oil. So we both went, praise the Lord, yeah? And in any case, then the consultant comes in and she says everything at that time that is wrong with Jeffrey. And she turns and says, he's a very lucky man that he's here. And my turn said, well, I turn said, he's here. She turns and said, you know, Ruby's going to survive or whatever. I turn and said, well, what? What's impossible with me is not impossible with God. She went, no, you don't understand the severity of the situation. And I said, no. And I said, what is impossible with you? It is not impossible with God. Oh, I said, I believe in the Lord Jesus. And I had to have my right hand. So, yeah. Well, you do realise, yes, I do realise, but whether I choose to believe that or not, but I said, there's another thing. So, in any case, she said, well, I was frightened, she said, because I thought I was going to lose him, because his blood pressure was in his boots. She said, I was so scared to even take him down to the scan. She said, but his blood pressure come up, and we took him down to the scan. But in the scan, one of his kidneys looks as if it might not have blood supply. So in any case, we're sitting there, and we then get taken upstairs. And it's now about 6-ish, and he's in surgery. And he's gone straight to surgery. They said they'd take him straight to surgery. And I just gave us that piece. Frankie went to sleep for a while and just felt the Lord just speak to me to get into prayer again. And as I was in prayer, because by now I've forgotten about this kidney, and I just see a kidney in my mind's eye. And so I just get in that prayer, a bit of warfare, and I felt the rest, the release. And any case, they said it was going to be a long time. And as I'm sitting there, Frankie's now woken up and he's decided to go home. So now it's just me and the Lord. And the Lord's now impressed on my mind that now remember Teresa. Actually, the first thing he reminded me to say to me was, reminded me about being blue lighted out, in the car. He said to me, did I rush to get to Lazarus? He said, the reports came, they were coming thick and fast. He said, but did I rush? Didn't I raise him on the fourth day? Praise the Lord. Your timing, you've got. It's going to be done in your time. And, so in any case, I'm there. I'd say on my own. And, time's going. And when you're on your own, you know, the enemy tries to come in. And it's a serious thing. You seriously need to cast down those thoughts. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Because if you learn the enemy access, by GB, golly, can they take root? Yeah? So, any case, like the thought come in about taking a bit of time. And I yawned. Lord, help me. Forgive me. Do not receive that, Lord, that thought. I cast it down. I do not accept that. Forgive me for my weakness, Lord. Jesus. And he then turned and reminded me of his last operation. Now, it was only on his finger, but they said it should have been done by 3 o'clock. Yeah, 6 o'clock it finished. He came out, afternoon. And so in any case, he hasn't gone or anything like that. And I'm looking at the clock, and later I said, oh, about 12 o'clock. I just felt the Lord say, no, it's not. It's going to be about 1-ish, 1:30 of the call. You can come in and see. Do you want to come? Oh, no, the surgeon first coming and pulled us out because then Frankie's back like this one. And so he's telling us everything is going like his legs. One side of his pelvis is isolated. And he's not touched any of his upper body as such yet, as far as I know. But yeah, he sort of fixed bits. Yeah. So in any case, no mention of the kidney. So I said, how's the kidney? Nita said, well, it looked fine. Nita said, when I popped it back in, not realising what his actual words would mean. Yeah, it was shielded from me at that point. Yeah. So in any case, then, praise the Lord, and Frank went, I forgot about that kidney. praise the Lord. I'm in the corridor. There's a load of people in the waiting room, which we're just standing outside. I'm going, thank you, Lord Jesus. Answer to prayer, yeah. So in any case.
What were they saying to me? The psychiatric ward over that way.
So in any case, lovely young surgeon, yeah, he said he's got a long way to go. So I said, I know. So I said, but Lord, I'll get him there. But that, and then we go in to see him. And he's got lovely, nice nurses, young, a very young doctor. And then this consultant comes in. Oh, my good grief. Arrogance personified. Or comes in and he talks to this nurse called LV, who's a very lovely sort of Malaysian lady. I want a room and I want it now. I want to talk to them now. Get them out. Yeah? So that we've only been there like 2 seconds. And I went, as I'm looking through the corridor, I went, Frankie, I don't like him. so in any case, he takes us in the room and sits us down. He says, so what do you know then? Mm-hmm. And so I said, head to toe? And he goes, yeah. Well, I actually went, head to toe? And he went, yeah. Alright, yeah, I've got a head injury, but not serious. Broken arms. Oh, sorry, broken collarbones. Apparently, 2 broken arms. Ribs. Legs. Legs. Oh, sorry, I didn't get that far. Pelvis. And punctured lungs. He went, you can stop there. I didn't get down to this bit here. Yeah. You can stop there. Yeah. Well, needless to say, all negative. Yeah, I'm not going to go with either one, but I'm not even going to utter them, because it's all lies of the enemy. Yeah. They're not even worth the breath that we breathe. Yeah. Right? And I just said to him, I said, yeah, what's impossible with you is not possible. So what's impossible with you is possible with God. No, you're not, again, you're not realising the severity of it. And then he said about the head injury. And I said, yes, I do. I said, I realise the severity of a head injury. And he looked at me. I said, well, my mother died of a brain hemorrhage. I said, so I do realise what the seriousness brain hemorrhages. I turned and said, but like you saw on your scan, there's nothing to be concerned about. And he turned and said, well, it's going to be a long old road. And I turned and said, and my son will take a daily walk like I have to do with my Lord Jesus. I turned and said, we will take it one day at a time. And he went, and looked at, you know. And
who knows when they see him in the kingdom.
Exactly. You might. We are hoping so. You know. So, any case, we know that he's got the plastic surgeons coming in on the Tuesday. This was the Monday morning, yeah, Monday afternoon. Yeah, sorry, it's a bit confusing. And so, any case, Tuesday the plastic surgeon's coming, and that's when you get to know the real extent and the true grace of God. Yeah, to the extent of Jeffrey's injuries was that a lot of flesh was taken off. Yeah, a lot of bone has been. Well, we just thought it was like collarbone, two arms, two legs, two this. Yeah, got told at first it was skin missing. It's left side, so skin missing this side, and his five skin there. And we knew that on scene that bone had actually come out and was on the floor. Right on scene. Right. But all I will say is that they saw things that they shouldn't have seen.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, there. And when that surgeon said that he put back his kidney, he literally did. Alright. They have got to majorly reconstruct his pelvis. They do not know how. I'm just believing that God will lead and guide them.
Mm-hmm.
They have got to do reconstruction surgery on his buttock because some of that is gone. Yeah. All right. But yeah, major reconstructive surgery. But I've already said about it. And this one, they're not sure whether his hip's going to be load bearing. On one of his legs it can be load bearing. That's what they say. But I'm believing, and my husband is in agreement, and I believe that we're all in agreement from what the Holy Spirit has been saying to us all, and I believe to us all, is that he is going to restore him mind, body and spirit.
Amen.
Yeah. He will be walking. Yeah. It is going to take time. And the Lord is with him. And I just sense that the Lord was with him when he turned around and gave me that back job. You may test my servant, but you will not take his life.
Praise God.
Really spoke volumes to me. You know, and I had that rest. I never had any sense of panic. You know, even though I was woken out of bed, I jumped out of bed, literally jumped out of bed because I heard Ray's voices, thinking it was the boys who sort of going to sort them out.
Yeah.
You know, hey, tell you, Riley's upstairs. You know, and praise the Lord. The Lord is sustaining him. He's gone through several operations already, and each time he's been steady throughout. You know, and the amazing thing was, where the first day when we went up there, it's like Elvis, but with the IE on, yeah, instead of the IS, yeah. She turned and said to me, "You can speak to him." So I started speaking to him. And she went, "Oh, he's trying to wake up." Mm-hmm. So she had to dose him again down. And she went, "Right, ho," so a couple minutes. And she went, "You can speak to him again." So I spoke to him again. And he started to wake up again, so she had to re-dose him again. Yeah, and I said to him, "Jeff, it's all right, darling. Go back to sleep. Get your rest. Just look to the Lord Jesus." And he's been turned, yeah. And he's been breathing on his own. He never stopped breathing on his own.
That's remarkable.
Yeah. He wasn't airlifted from Andover to Salisbury. He went in an ambulance.
Oh, they didn't think he was in an ambulance.
No. I found out that Andover and Hampshire and the Isle of Wight have not got air cover.
At night?
No. They have not got air cover.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Yeah.
They have not got air cover. Yeah.
Wiltshire
has. Wiltshire, Surrey and London have got it. But Andover and have not.
There's a dog the government is not funding it.
No. And another thing,
when
the policeman came to our door, Geoffrey had no effects at that time. It's only because he's been in trouble with the Lord, and I thank the Lord in a way that he has been in trouble with the Lord, because they photographed his tattoos. That's the only way.
Exactly.
The police did find these effects, but at the time they didn't have them. And but the Lord has also shown me, and because Penny started up with on her Facebook doing a daily report, because you get inundated with his friends. He's got so many you don't realise that are concerned about him, you know, friends, relatives and stuff like that. And also this assembly, you know. And I really thank God for all the saints' prayers and thank the Lord for answer to prayer. But the Lord did also show me that there's two victims in this accident, not just Geoffrey. It's the van driver himself. And I did put up on Facebook, and my two sisters are my witness to this, that my heart goes out to the family, the driver and his family, and that I don't want anyone to feel any, we should be thinking good thoughts about him, and as led to pray about him, because we do not want him to suffer mental or physical damage.